go to Personnel Committee at 3:02. In attendance, we have Council President Hartley Nagel. Absence of four is Mr. Ken Woods, Council Weiner, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Penrose Hollins, Councilman Lisa Diller, Councilman Bill Powers, George Smalley, John Cartier, myself, Mr. Street, Mr. Tackett, and Mr. Bell. So we're only missing one. So we have 12 people present. At this time, we'll go over to the approval of the minutes. January 23rd. Motion made and second. All in favor, signify saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Is there any general discussion before we go into executive session and actually use names, salary, and everything else? Just any questions the way the procedure is going to be done? Mr. Weiner.
Yes. I just want to say I appreciate those that took the time to attend these meetings. I've been handling my mom's estate, and I haven't had time to do this, so I look forward to hearing from all of you.
Mr. Bell?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Just for the record, I too appreciate all counsel that participated in the interviews. And just for the record, that I took the position that if I could not attend one evening, which I couldn't, that it wasn't really positive for me to attend and not take part in all the interviews. And so in all fairness to the applicants and everything and to the committee, you know, I was unable to make the one evening because of the governor's activities, and I'm here today.
Okay. Procedures while we're doing an open session. This is the way we talked about it in the meetings coming up to this. I do have the candidates listing that's in front of you upside down, so you'll be able to turn it up, I guess, when we go to executive session or whenever you want to. Once we come out of executive session, what I was going to ask for was who's voting for candidate A. You would raise your hand. You only get one vote. One vote.
Really?
You know, in Chicago, so you get one vote.
Are we sending it to the colleague?
And the name is next. Example, candidate B, there's a name next to it. So when I ask for candidate B, you would look for the name. You'll either vote for that particular person or just raise your hand when the particular person that you candidate to come in, you raise your hand and you get a vote. If it comes to seven votes, that's a majority. If we do not, we were suggested that we have the top two remaining out of the first round of voting, and that's who the names would be. It would either be any of the candidates, but again, it would be candidate A through G is who we would say. The reason being is, even so, we pick a candidate. We pick to get a salary. We have to hold a name until that person comes back and says, I want the job. There could, you know, between now and last week, somebody could have got a job, some situations could have changed, then all of a sudden I got more money. Either way it goes. So that's why we have to be mindful of that. I know I got three phone calls personally before it even started. Please don't use my name. I'm still working. I do not want the firm I'm working for to know I'm applying. We have to do that, and that's in state code, too. Mr. Weiner.
Yes, for those of us that didn't attend the meetings, will we have a chance to hear other council persons' opinions?
Sure. When we go to executive session, we can say names and go through the interviews. And I have to tell everybody, there's three or four great interviews. I mean, really surprised. I guess I don't know what I thought. Maybe I stereotyped people as I do sometimes. But I tell you what, we had some good people come. I was really, I'm going to tell you, it was a toss up all the way through. And all of us collectively afterwards talked. I mean, we were here to 8:30, 8:45 last night. I mean, talking about it. So it was tough, but there was a lot of good questions. I will say we had 12 written questions after the first night. Mr. Street, Mr. Cartier added their own questions in, and we added that into it, but I let them speak on it, and I tried my best to keep the same tonal level and everything to everybody. So with that, if anybody has those things, I'll go ahead and make my motion. Nobody has it. I make a motion to go into executive session to discuss an individual's qualifications to hold a job, position of counsel to counsel, pursuant to Article 29, Delaware C, Section 10004B/1, following the public motion and the vote to convene the session.
Second.
I make motions made, second. On questions, all in favor, signify as an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. At this time, we'd like to go into executive session. I'd like the lawyer and Betsy to come, and Anthony, we'll get a hold of you as soon as we're done.
Sure.
Be back, or you?
Yes, Anthony's got it. Well, he can come back.
He can, but he doesn't have
he's
to. You
want?
Okay.
Oh, he's not here.
I mean, he's not
okay, we went in executive session, discussion of personnel. No votes were taken, none were given. So at this time, we're going to go back. We're in session. We are now voting for council to council. And
point
again,
of information.
Sure.
Do we need a motion to do this?
That I don't know.
You can't go wrong.
That's true.
Motion to entertain a vote for
all in favor, signify saying aye. Opposed? So carried. Okay.
Who made that motion?
Budget.
Sure.
Bill.
All right. Candidate A. Who is voting to hire candidate A? Candidate B. Candidate C. One, two, three, four. And you're writing names there, right?
I didn't get the four.
Did you put your hand up late, Mr. Packett, or you would? Can I show you show of hands again? I'm sorry. One, two, three, four, five. Right. I'm going to Betsy. Candidate D. Candidate E. Not one, two, three, four, five, six.
Is that everybody
six,
else?
That's yeah. It's, I'll put me down to this, so that'll be eight.
So that's everybody, right?
It's everybody.
Okay. Okay.
All right. With no other votes to be able to take in the last two candidates, there's no sense to honor. Okay. Candidate E has been successfully selected and will be hereby notified and then given a chance by Mr. Smalley. So.
I make a motion that the co-chairs of the Personnel Committee contact the first choice of counsel and make to negotiate a wage and make the job offer over the phone, which would not be officially, I'm going to use a nice word, consummated until the clerk of counsel sends it in writing. If the first choice declines the offer, then the second choice should be contacted, and the pay offer to be negotiated is a 39 between the step 5 and 7.
Good motion. Second. All in favor of that motion?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
The longest motion in the entire
But it was good. He was good. It was a good one. I'm impressed.
Is there any opposition?
Is there any opposition?
Up from Bob.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for all the process of everybody coming here. I mean, it is. I think the top two candidates, I agree with that.
I'm driving out to get public comment. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion was adjourned, seconded, all in favor, aye, opposed, carried. Thank you very much.
And this wasn't on the record, but you and Janet, that was a lot of work, and we appreciate it.
Work.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Personnel Committee works hard.
Actually, I thought it was extremely interesting.
Okay.
And I'm finding this in this entire process of even bringing from the administration and confirming people, the level of professionalism and how bright and educated these people are is off the charts.
Once we got over your problem, did we adjourn?